Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could bring you a new level of understanding, a new sense of certainty, a new sense of confidence to take on your most challenging training or nutritional challenges, what would that question be? Think about that right now. When you know specifically what it is you want, your chances of finding the answers maybe right here, right now on this show, drastically improve in what may seem like such a challenge. When you break it down in such a specific manner, it becomes so much easier to knock down and to move on to the next one. I want you to call into the show. The number is 347-326-9145. Again, that number is 347-326-9145. All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, or one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through with your bodybuilding and training efforts that can launch you into a new level of physical growth, of mental growth, of emotional growth, of understanding and get this process down. Welcome to this bodybuilding and training talk radio show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? Where are you right now? What is the next level for you? Have you thought about it? Have you got specific about exactly what it is you want? How's your New Year so far? Make New Year's resolutions. You were determined after the holiday season to get after it with your physical health, with your training in the gym. How are you doing so far? Call into the show. Take advantage of this free coaching time. I get so many emails asking me different questions. Some of them I wish I could just have the time to talk to you on the phone rather than write out an email of that or send you to a website that may not completely answer your question. The best way of coaching is when I'm just one-on-one. I get a really good feel of where you are, not through your written words, but through your spoken words and by the tonality of your voice, the certainty you have or the certainty you don't have. And that's the best way for me to coach you. So this isn't just sometimes things that you can write down. My 25 years in the personal development area, as well as my almost 20 years in the bodybuilding and training and leadership in that area, has provided me a skill set that I can really help you. So this is a great time to take advantage of it. There's no question that is you're too much of a beginner. I don't want you to be listening to the show hoping that the information you need to take you to the next level will magically come without you really knowing it. Take the time right now. What I do on this show, just to make you feel more comfortable, I have some people say, well, I'm not sure if this is a good question to ask. It may sound simple to you. Well, this show isn't for me, and it's a way for me to take your questions, answer them. And what I do, if you've noticed my style during the show, if you're a regular listener to the show, I'll take anybody's question no matter what level they're at, whether they're a beginner, and then I will expand it, and I'll answer it in three different layers. I'll answer it in ways that specifically answer that beginner's question. Then I will open it up what the next level for him will be a few months down the road, which is more like an intermediate way of answering the same question. And then I'll even take it down further. I'll answer it in a way that an advanced bodybuilder can get a distinction or two. Maybe it's just mental. Maybe it's not such a physical thing. Or open it up for an advanced bodybuilder can benefit from that same question that a beginner ask. And I could do the same thing, obviously, with an intermediate question by breaking it down how a beginner would think about it, how that intermediate would think about it, and how an advanced bodybuilder, how that same person maybe a year or two down the road will look at it. So there isn't a question I can't answer, and there isn't a question that can't benefit everyone who's listening to the show. And so think about that. If you're a personal trainer, if you're some of your business is in the health and fitness area, maybe you're a bodybuilding coach, maybe you just work with regular fitness people, business people maybe who want to add fitness to their life, whatever that is, maybe you're just really passionate about what you do, and every time you find a distinction, you love setting a great example and you love helping other people. Well, you can listen to the show and see how I put together answers and see there's a method behind all that. So think about that as you're listening to other questions of the show or when you want to call up too, how you can do it so everybody can benefit. So we've got a lot of listeners who listen to the show live and in podcasted versions. And this is the time to call in. Take advantage of the free coaching. I charge up to $300 an hour for one-on-one coaching. This is the time where you can get it for free just by getting up a little bit earlier in the morning or taking a little bit of time. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. You call the show, and you'll get a free ebook, my ebook, Packing on Muscle Max OT Style. It's a $24.99 value. I've sold thousands of those and in over 52 countries around the world. So you call up, you get help, you get free coaching, and you get a free ebook. Again, the number is 347-326-9145. Also, if you listen to this show, you know that I love to talk. I have no problem talking about every single facet of this bodybuilding and training and the mental aspects of it. So I can take up this whole hour myself. That's not a problem for me. It's just the show gets more energized, and I even get more passionate. And I get more specific when I answer your questions specifically. See, I'm at a certain level, and there's things that are the next level for me. Sometimes I need some help going back a little in time and saying, well, what was the level of understanding there, and how can I help you? Now, you can stimulate those questions for me, that thought process, by calling into the show. And I also have my co-host who is joining me from Australia, and he's helping me out, so we make sure that we have this balance, and we're getting perspective from a lot of different years or levels of experience. Ben Lewis, and you can check out Ben. You can go to my Facebook. So go to Facebook.com, type in Skip LaCour. You go to My Friends and type in Ben Lewis, B-E-N-L-E-W-I-S, Ben Lewis. Become friends with Ben and get up to date with any updates that he has on that. So go to Facebook, become friends with both Ben and myself. Ben, how are you doing today, sir?
Doing absolutely great and fabulous to be here. Thanks so much, Skip.
No, thank you. I really appreciate your time and your experience, your enthusiasm and passion and willingness to help other people. How is everything going with you there? How is everybody, how are your clients settling into the new year, and how are you doing?
Very good, actually. I'm doing great, just loving the new year, you know, the fresh start to a new year, and just going strong with that. To be honest, I did have some new year clients start up, and they maybe just found it going a little bit too tough and weren't really quite ready to make that full change. And one or two eventually just dropped off, and I'm certain they'll actually get back onto that. But for the time being, that's okay with them. But my other clients and myself, you know, it's going very, very strong and really just loving it, enjoying the whole process.
Right. Now, so everybody's going, most of the majority of them are going really strong. They're really excited about this year. Now, getting back to that, you said that you think you may have started them off too hard. Is that what you said?
Not too hard. Just one gentleman had a little bit of a problem. It was an old issue he had with his lower back, and it just re-aggravated that problem for him just slightly. It wasn't anything that I was doing in regards to his training, but he wasn't just ready to actually go.
Oh, I see. I got you.
That just due to his healthcare practitioner just said, you know, probably not at this stage. So
right. You know, I'll tell you, with this economy right now, what I've noticed, something a little different, is that a lot of people are more focused not so much on a material things. They have to look inward. And I was hoping that this could be a byproduct of these economic times, is that, you know, when the times are tough economically, you don't have as much short-term gratification if people are used to buying things or doing things all the time. They would start working on themselves. And I think that's what I kind of see right now, is that the simple things, like a great workout, is a way for them to, it's like an outing, like an experience, maybe something where they would take a trip or go out to eat dinner with their family. They're looking for the simple things. And I think that's just a great way to stay mentally, physically, emotionally tough during these tough times, get even tougher, and just, you know, kind of maintain yourself so when we come out of this, you're rock solid and strong. Is that a big topic over there? The economy, you hear that? People talking about that a lot? Where you're part of the world, Ben?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, in some cases, absolutely. You know, that is on the go in regards to conversation and people talking about that. You know, people might suggest in regards to, you know, fitness, as you're suggesting, you know, having a trainer in some ways, you know, may be seen as a luxury, you know, for those people.
Right.
It is an additional expense, you know, for that hour or how many hours per week. So, yeah, we do get quite a bit of that. But, yeah, I mean, that's not going to stop me and, you know, it's not going to stop my clients. But, yeah, certainly I suppose that is, you know, going around in regards to people speaking about that, certainly.
Yeah, a lot of people are losing their jobs. It's here in the United States, unemployment rate's the highest in a long time. It's really affecting people who were traditionally safe. And if that's you right now, I'm just telling you is that there are only so many things in your control. Sometimes you can't control this economy, when it's going to turn around. You can't control how well your company, the chief officers in your company, have ran your company in the last 5 or 10 years, so if it's going under. It's all about being as strong as you can be physically, mentally, and emotionally during these tough times and doing your best. You know, it's interesting. I often talk about, you know, my journey, what got me so focused on bodybuilding, how I made it a career, and how, you know, maybe that didn't necessarily come from the most healthy place where, you know, I was determined to just be the best at something. And then I ran into bodybuilding, and it was just something I loved to do. I was genetically gifted to do, and I really became really obsessed with the process. So it was something that I was always striving to be great at all different these areas of my life. I wanted to be just amazing at something. This was what I was suited for. And the thing about this is where I didn't have to depend on other people. And if you listen to my other talk show, the Manformation Show, I talk a lot about, you know, that's really not the greatest way to go about life. I mean, you may feel safe in the short run. It may be less complicated not dealing with other people. But to get everything you really want in your life, you're going to have to learn how to be influential and persuasive, get other people involved in the whole process, get them to willingly help you in the whole process. Well, bodybuilding was a chance for me not to develop those skills or have to rely on those skills. I could just rely on myself. Now I'm going to turn that around, and I'm going to talk about during these economic times when it seems like the whole world's falling apart. Your company just went, or you just got laid off. The people around you, financial troubles. Well, this is a time where when the rest of the world is falling apart, where you can take the time to take care of you. You can get structured. You can carve out a piece of certainty in your life in this uncertain world. And it's about getting up in the morning. And I really emphasize working out in the morning, starting your day, moving your body around, get your mind going, work out hard, train consistently, you know, get control of that area of your life, get structure. If you're laid off from your job or, you know, your job, waking up in the morning, you feel so stressed or whatever, this is a way to wake up energized and looking forward to and being productive before other people even wake up, all right? And then those consistent meals throughout the day, all planned out, eating lean, eating the way you know you should, at least during the week. It's a way to grab a piece of certainty in this uncertain world. And I'll tell you, is if you're going through stress, things are a little out of control. That means they're not in your control. So grab a little bit back and do that and see how much better that makes you feel. This is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. This is the time to, instead of just sitting back and wondering what's going to happen to you, you create at least a little chunk, a little part of your destiny. Anything you want to comment on that, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. I just feel that certainly just that early morning start, you know, that investment, you know, in oneself, you know, that physical part of yourself is just a great thing. And setting up the rest of the day is just wonderful. You know, you're fresh in the morning, you can just go in. And yeah, just, it truly makes sense, just that certainty. Everything else can be uncertain, but really just mastering that aspect of a person's life, it's just a fabulous thing. I think that's very important. So, yeah, that's my
right. opinion. We have Kevin 0683. He's commenting on what we're talking about. He's saying, everything you're talking about right now is me. It's so tough out there right now. Hey, Kevin, why don't you call in? Not just about training. I mean, you're probably calling the show about training and bodybuilding. If you've listened to my show, this is just part of the process, being that total package, the complete man or that complete person, your emotional state, how you see the world, how you portray your thoughts and actions through your body language to the world, along with your physical fitness. It's so important. It's all part of the process. Why don't you call in right now, Kevin, get some coaching. You're anonymous. We don't know who Kevin is. And why don't you we'll talk about your challenges, get some coaching through it, maybe give you some ideas to grab some certainty during these uncertain times. If any of you want to call in and talk about your situation, give you sometimes just get it out there. Maybe things just aren't that bad once you hear yourself and you're not in fear mode, you're in action mode. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145 for anyone calling in. I've got a free gift for you. It's an ebook, $24.99 value, Pacquiao Muscle Max OT Style, 164-page ebook. So we have a caller from the 586 area code. Caller, are you there? 586.
Morning, Skip. It's Kev.
How are you, Kev?
Oh, not too bad. I'm finally was able to catch your show. I'm usually always sleeping.
Yeah. So where are you at, Kevin? Where's the 586 area code?
Clinton Township, Michigan.
Okay. So it's 10 o'clock in the morning right now. You're just getting up right now?
Yeah, I got a big workout here in a little bit, so I'm kind of eating a bunch of carbs for it. So I'm getting ready for it.
Awesome. So tell me. So how's the job situation? I saw you chat on the chat board saying that this is you right now. What makes things so tough right now? What's tough out there right now for you?
Well, I'm like all my life, I've been doing construction, and I had a job at a glass block place, and I got laid off about 3 weeks ago, and I haven't got a call back, so I'm out looking for work right now, hoping to run into something, but. It's just really tough out there right now. I live in, you know, Michigan, and we got, like, the highest unemployment rate.
Right. And so what's your immediate plan? I mean, I know that you worked there for how long? You said?
I've been there for over a year and a half.
Okay. And so you've been
laid off the drywaller.
Uh-huh. And so what is your immediate plan if things will work out, I mean, get work immediately, what field would that be in? The same thing?
Right now, my buddy might be able to land, my training partner might be able to get me a job with him. So, if I land this job, it looks pretty good. If I land this job, I'm going to be looking, you know, talking to drywallers and stuff like that. That's where all my experience is.
Right. And now, do you have a family that you need to take care of too, or is it just you?
No, I had to move back in with my my mom, actually, just because things have been so bad.
Okay, you're not responsible for a wife and kids?
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I don't know. How old are you, Kevin?
25.
Okay, you're a young guy. Wasn't quite sure. So, all right, well, you know, that's a blessing, right? You know, I know a lot of 25-year-olds have wife and kids, and You just need to take care of you right now. And so that's one good positive way to look at it, don't you think?
Right, yeah, exactly.
Let me ask you this. I mean, are you from Michigan? Is that where you were born and raised?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, okay. You ever consider moving other places if you had to find other employment?
I've considered a couple times, but I mean, actually making a move, obviously you got to have
right.
money prepared for that. And, you know.
Actually, you know, the money is a secondary part. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm going to just brainstorm with you for a bit, all right? The other thing is that you're a young guy, and trust me, I'm your big brother, Skip, here, right? And I know what it's like. When I say 25 and you're a young guy, you've got your whole life in front of you, really, on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 means, yep, you are so right, Skip. I know I'm so young, and I really feel in my heart 10 is that you totally agree with me, or a 1 is, you know, I don't feel that young. I should already have it down. So when I say, Kev, you're a 25-year-old young guy, you got your whole life in front of you, where are you in believing me on a gut emotional level on that? 10, you really believe me, it really feels that way, or 1, it doesn't feel that way?
I'd say probably around 8.
Okay, well, that's good. I remember when I was 21, geez, when I saw somebody who was 25, I thought, 25 is so old, man, I better be at a better position or this or that at that age. So that's good because you have youth on your side. It's very important as you look at these tough times as you're at, that you're in right now, that you were to make use of every single week and you stack that over 3 years. You'll only be 28 years old, but just think how productive you would be if you focus on something, just a little bit of work every day. Here's another thing is, too, how did you get into the line of work that you're in right now? Was that something you've always wanted to, that's your total passion, or were you just a 21-year-old kid who just needed a job?
I actually fell into all that stuff when I was like 17, 18 years old, when I was just coming out of high school. And I was pretty independent growing up, so I had to kind of fend for myself, and I worked with a few people that were in trades and followed them around, learned the ropes. I liked what I was doing and basically never had to, I didn't think I had to go back there or go to college or anything like that because I was doing so good. And
right. So. Well, you're. Let's put you in the future. You're a 45-year-old man. What in your ideal situation would you be doing for a living at 45? Would it be the same thing?
God, I never really looked that far into the future. I know a lot
people
do, but I never do.
Yeah. Well, you may want to start thinking about this, because here's the thing, Kev, is that you may not have a choice in this economy. Maybe that job will come through, maybe it won't. We're hoping that it will, all right? And even if you get it, you may have it for only a certain period of time. This may be an awesome time for you to really think about what you want to do when you're 45 years old. You know what I'm saying? Use this time to really think about that, maybe inch your way towards it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you never thought about it. You never thought about, okay, well, I'm doing this now. You never saw a job, hey, that would be a cool job to have. You've never thought past what you were doing at the time.
No, I never really given any thought.
Yeah?
Nope.
Well, you're a big fitness enthusiast. Is that why you're listening to the show and following the show? I mean, you got a passion for fitness?
I've been bodybuilding for almost a decade. And,
okay. You ever think about helping people do that in any way?
That I have given thought. I remember a guy from my old gym, he gave me a book on personal training, and it was like a 400-page book, and I just couldn't find the time or the motivation to really sit down and read it and study it and take notes of this and that because I was so busy with work.
Are you a person who helps out other people in the gym, your friends, your family, about training and eating? Do they ask you a lot of questions?
Oh, yeah, I get a lot of questions all the time.
And you love helping people that way?
Yeah, and I find that I do a fairly decent job at it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, again, you know, so we're talking about these times and things are uncertain. your job. You lost. We're talking to Kevin. We were talking at the beginning of the show about during these more tougher economic times, if you're just joining the show, and how this is a good time when these times are tough. You get tougher mentally, emotionally, physically by grabbing a sense of certainty. That's with your working out and training. Right now, Kevin isn't in control of his job certainty right now. He got laid off of his job. He may have one coming up. And so how are your workouts going, Kev?
They're still going pretty good. I sent you a comment a couple months ago about the knee problems, and I just never got around to call you back to ask you about what you do with that.
A knee problem?
Yeah, because that's what I was having for a while. I think it was like between my knee and that bone that sticks up. Like it was almost like it felt like inflammation to where I might have had to go to the hospital. But I've been on glucosamine and I've been doing pretty good.
Okay, good, good. Well, that's great that you haven't missed a beat. Do you, are you training now with your other job? Are you probably more structured with having get up at a certain time every day, whereas now you can probably sleep in if you wanted to?
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm waking up, I'm checking Craigslist, I'm going out knocking on doors.
Right. That's really important. I know a couple people who are laid off from their jobs right now, and during the week sometimes I'll give them a phone call at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and you can tell that they just woke up. And like during these times, you want to stay as structured and disciplined, because I'll tell you, those couple hours sleep, I don't know what they're doing for you necessarily. You're kind of laying around knowing you should get up, and every 10 minutes, every half hour that you're laying in bed, you just feel worse about your situation and yourself. I just say, during these times, that even if you don't have to get up anymore because you don't have a job, force yourself to get up. Go to the gym. That's a great place to network. Get energized by other people. Get back and part of the community. You don't want to you don't want to just hang out with just you and your mom, Kev, right? You know what I mean? You want to get out there a little bit more and keep everything going.
Funny.
Your emotional state is really important right now.
That's funny you mentioned, get out and go to the gym. I've been going like 6 days a week now. People keep saying, "God, I've seen you every day. What are you, 7 days a week?" I'm like, no, it's extra credit. I'm laid off. So.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of the house, you say, because that's where, this is where all the problems lie. You think about it constantly when you're at home, and when you're out interacting with people, you don't really have that stress.
Right. And then how about your diet? That's really important too. I always say that food is like a drug. It's a drug that either, regulates your emotions and your mindset as well as your physical energy level and the way that it looks. And that's something that can really help you and regulate your thoughts and emotions, especially during these tough times, or it can be something that really hinders it. How are your eating habits? Now, that's something that, you can have a good hour of training in the gym. What are you going to do with all those other 23 hours in the day? How's your eating?
I'm still doing really good. I'm eating, actually. Last year, me and my dad went deer hunting, and he got a deer. He gave me all the meat, so I got all that. I'm living off the venison, and I got about 40 pounds of rice in my room. So I got plenty of holding me over for a while.
Yeah, it sounds good. And the great thing about that, it's not just about the way you look. It's really, about the way you feel mentally, sharper, crisper, emotionally more balanced. It's that timing, again, it's that structure. You're grabbing onto certainty when you know, like you're going to eat at 7 a.m. and then 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. That type of structure brings more certainty. That's what you can grab onto, and this is a great time to do that. Ben, say hello to Kev. Ben, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I just want to say, hey there, Kev. How you doing? It's great to hear your voice. And, I really enjoyed listening to, everything that you're sharing. And, it's just, it's fascinating to hear what you've got to say. And, I can just, it's great. I'm just really enjoying, listening, everything that you're sharing. And, it sounds great. So,
Kev, I would say make your fitness and working out and being structured in your eating, make that your job while you're, you're not
young.
Working.
While I'm 25.
What's that?
While I'm still young.
Oh, Well, not just that. It's like make that your job. Just keep where, you know, the structure. And, you know, we talk about, I have the Man Formation program. I talk about how to, you know, set up your eating and training to fit it into your life. And I always say to do it around your work or your school schedule, because we have to get up at a certain time for our employer, or we have to get to work on time. And that's a great time to be structured with your workout and eating schedule too. Well, in this case, there, you know, especially if this lingers on, there'll be less and less reason for you to get up. Especially does your mom take good care of you? You know, she does all the chores around the house. You may not have anything to do. You don't want to get too comfortable, right? So we got to make a job. You have to create structure when there's no structure that's created for you that your job creates. So you just really need to stay on it. I would just encourage you, you know, to, you know, think about this, is that, you know, you talk about the economy in Michigan and how when the economy goes bad, it goes bad in Michigan, that part of the country first, right?
Yeah.
And you've already seen that for a while. Right, you know, in your trade, you know, especially right now, you're taking a big hit there. Right, you're 25 years old right now. Let's just say we come out of this all in the next year. Right, you know, this is going to happen again in the next 10 years. You don't want to be in the same position when you're 35. Right. So how are you going to do? What are you going to do right now? And you know, I know right now I'm asking you questions that, you know, you really haven't thought of right now, and that's okay, because I feel privileged that I can at least stimulate this thought process, because even if you don't figure it out next month or a year from now, I've planted a seed. So when you're 35 years old, you're not in this same position. You have some type of balance. And it could be something like you continue doing what you're doing, but maybe you start really getting to your fitness, starting to refine your approach and how you train people. You know, whether you're a personal trainer or not, if you've heard this show, when I talk about personal training, I talk about you should definitely balance your personal training with other avenues of income. Like you should write, you should have ebooks, a website, you know, even create videos. It's so easy now. You can do coaching over the phone. You can do coaching over video. You know, those are some things that maybe you can think about starting that business like right now. This is the time, because all it is turning on a different mindset when you're training. Start looking at people differently that are training. I don't necessarily mean to go up to people and say, you know, you should be doing this way or that way. I'm not necessarily saying that. But I am saying is, you know, you start opening up your mind to this personal training, a different avenue. You might find yourself later picking up a great new occupation, even if it's just a sideline occupation that can keep you recession-proof. And whether it's personal training or not, Kev, maybe it's something else. Maybe it's something else you need to think about. How does that sound?
Everything you say definitely clicks.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. You can go ahead and stay on the line, Kevin, if you have any more questions. I'm going to keep you on the line. I'm going to talk about specific training goals. I want to talk about that. I want to, every week during the show, I want to give you a little a nugget, something to take with you that you can immediately take with you to apply to your training and take it to the next level. So this week, I'm going to give you a little tip on that. So this week, I want to talk about specific training goals and how specific training goals set the stage for outstanding workouts. In my opinion, there aren't many feelings that you can experience as a bodybuilder or a person striving to have a great body that are better than walking out of the gym after an awesome workout. Striving for productive and efficient training sessions is usually our number one priority. After all, this is the very first step toward developing an outstanding physique. How do you define a great workout? What are your criteria? What specifically needs to happen during your training session for you to consider it great? As you already know, The method of evaluating the quality of a particular workout can differ greatly from person to person. Think about this. Aren't your workouts much better now than they were when you first started training? Of course they are. Most people would say, yes, they are definitely better now. Most bodybuilders and people working out in the gym I talk to feel this way about their training sessions. I feel as though my workouts are much better than they've ever been in my life. In fact, the quality of my workouts have dramatically improved since just last year. Every step of the way along my bodybuilding journey, however, I would have told you that very same thing, that my training sessions were great. How could that really be possible? Why did I feel this way? With my initial level of knowledge and experience, they all couldn't have been great workouts back then, no matter what I thought at the time. Haven't you always felt your workouts were great as well? Although you may not feel this way now about your past workouts, didn't you think they were fantastic? Didn't you think they were fantastic at the time? Overestimating the quality of our training sessions is a common problem for many of us. In my case, I really didn't set specific training goals during my first few years of training. So how could I realistically have come to the conclusion I was having a great training session when I had no clear-cut definition of what that meant? I couldn't have. Most of us go to the gym and we have a general plan for which body parts we're going to train. Hopefully, we also have a good idea of what exercises we will do. If we are very good at planning our workouts, we have a goal of how many repetitions we want to perform and how much weight we're going to lift during that particular day. The extent of our planning usually stops there. Very rarely do we get really specific about what our goals are for that session. The purpose of this podcast is to get you to set specific training goals and then review them before every workout. As I stated earlier, how you determine the quality of a particular workout can vary from person to person. What does a great workout mean to you? Do you need to lift a certain amount of weight? Do you need to perform a certain number of repetitions during every set before you feel a workout is great? Do the muscles you've trained need to feel a certain way? For some people, if they just show up to the gym, they feel as though their workouts are great. So what is it for you? What has to happen during your workout so that you can consider it a great workout? I urge you to invest the time to get specific about what's most important to you during your training session. Set new standards and evaluate your past performance with the new set of standards you've created. Then, to make sure that you always are aware of those standards, I encourage you to review them before every workout. Here's some steps to creating your training goals. Step one, brainstorm. First, generate a list of objectives or goals you wish to accomplish during your workouts and as a result of your efforts. Don't spend too much time thinking about which ones you value most. During this step of the procedure, just brainstorm or create a list. After listing all the things that come to your mind first, you'll have plenty of time to add more goals or narrow down your list later. The objectives or goals you write down can be long-term goals. For example, getting your body weight up to 190 pounds or becoming a national level bodybuilder. They can be medium-range goals, like getting in great shape for bathing suit weather that's right around the corner, or winning next year's bodybuilding contest, or short-term goals like lifting your heaviest weight or remaining especially focused during every workout. I suggest that you choose a combination of all three of these types of training goals: long-term, medium-range goals, and short-term goals. Step two, select your most important training goals. So secondly, narrow your list. Select the training goals you feel are most important and write them down on a piece of paper. When your list When you list your most important training goals, be specific. The more clear you are about exactly what you want to accomplish, the better your opportunity to achieve success. You may want to start off with only maybe 4 or 5 of your most important goals. You can add a few more, but only after you consistently meet your initial objectives during your most of your training sessions. Okay, you don't want to overwhelm yourself with too many things too soon. So start off slowly and add when you hit the majority of them during most of your workouts. Well, that being said, you must avoid overwhelming yourself with a list that's too long. How will you know when your list is too long? You'll know when you are overwhelmed and when you have trouble reaching the majority of your training goals. Instead of feeling the tremendous power of this exercise, you'll start feeling as though you are disempowered. You'll begin to feel like a failure after every session by overwhelming yourself. Ironically, you may actually be doing very well, but you are unable to realize and appreciate what you are able to accomplish. You may have just established too many ambitious training goals too soon. Step 3, review your training goals before every workout. You must invest the time to review your training goals before each and every workout. The couple of minutes needed to read your list will prove invaluable over time. I can't stress enough to you the power of your subconscious mind when you choose to use it to its full potential. When you read your list of goals before every workout, you plant the seed of productivity that is activated when you are training, even when you are not aware that it's working. Trust me on this one. I'm going to go over a list of my training goals that I wrote down the year before one of my 6 national championships, the actual list. Now, number 12 on this list states, I will constantly redefine what absolute failure means to me by pushing myself to give more effort than ever before during the set. I will remind myself of this before I do every set. So that's what I said I would read on my list before every workout. Because I've led this training goal along with the rest of my goals before every workout for quite some time now, I train this way without even consciously thinking about it. This type of effort, especially over the course of time, generates a tremendous amount of momentum and rock solid muscle as well. Consistently producing workouts in which every set is trained until absolute failure will undoubtedly build an outstanding physique. I'm pleasantly surprised by how my workouts have constantly improved year after year. One of the most important reasons why this has occurred is because I've taken the time to set specific training goals. I've made sure I've reviewed them before every session. After consistently meeting the standards I set, I've always set higher ones and reviewed them before every workout as well. I'm always dumbfounded when a bodybuilder who has been training a couple years in the gym tells me that he's plateaued. And this is just after a couple years of training. He's plateaued. He thinks that he's reached the zenith that he can in his training performance and his productivity. And he really thinks that's just about as good as he can possibly get. Assuming that that person has even taken the time to create specific goals, which I seriously doubt, he can always set more ambitious ones. Take the time to list your training goals. Commit to reviewing them before your next workout and before every workout thereafter. You will soon create such a high standard of mental preparedness, productivity, and intensity that you will never go back to your level of performance that you once thought was great. You'll soon see why I believe your previous workouts won't compare to the outstanding sessions you'll begin to have. So here's that list I talked about. This was before a list that I read during one of my national championships years, and I would read it before every workout. I will win the heavyweight and overall titles at this year's NPC Team Universe. At this year's Team Universe, I will exceed the conditioning and muscular that I achieved during my best year. I will build upon my outstanding training habits by improving my form and range of motion while still lifting heavy weight. My quadriceps will be my most improved body part this year. I will add mass and shape, making my physique totally complete and unbeatable. I will achieve these ambitious goals by taking my training performance to an entirely new level, paying meticulous attention to my nutritional habits, implementing effective and efficient cardiovascular training, and mastering my emotional state on a consistent basis. I will arrive to the gym on time, in a peak state, and expecting to have an outstanding workout. I will pre-frame and plan what it will take to have an outstanding workout and identify the challenges I must overcome. I will constantly search for ways to become more efficient during my workouts. I will constantly strive to learn more about training and the way my body responds to my training. I will record my observations for later use. I will constantly strive to become more focused during my workout session. I will remain quiet from the moment I finish my last warm-up set until the end of my weight training session to help my concentration. I will strive to push myself to a higher level of performance during each workout by lifting more weight, doing more reps, improving my range of motion, improving my form, or all of the above. I will constantly redefine what absolute failure means to me by pushing myself to give more effort than ever before during every set. I will remind myself to do this before every set. I will review and evaluate my daily workout performance, whether doing so mentally or actually writing it down after every session. I will ask myself, what was great? What wasn't perfect yet? What can I do to make my workouts more enjoyable, efficient, and/or productive? I will finish my workout in a timely manner. I will pre-frame and plan what it will take to have an outstanding workout during tomorrow's session and identify the challenges I must overcome. I will meet the cardiovascular training goals I set for myself each day. I will take my post-workout supplements immediately after my training session. And my last one is, I will start the recovery process immediately by eating meal number one right after my workout. So that's a list, very specific, very detailed. That's what it took for me to become a national champion. That's what I reminded myself of every single day. And you can see how when all of these goals are constantly fresh in your mind, you're constantly reminding yourself, especially over time, how can you not train? How can you not remember the things you need to do? And when it's time to step up, whether that's in the gym or it's time to eat a meal, you plant the seeds in your mind with those type of goals before every workout. Again, especially over time, there's no way that what you need to do won't be fresh on your mind, and now it's just all about doing it. Take yourself through this simple three-step process to create your list of specific training goals. Then review your list before every workout and watch the quality of your workouts continually improve in noticeable, concrete, and measurable ways. So that's this week's tip, getting really specific on training goals. We have a caller on the 450 area code. Caller, the 450 area code, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you doing, Skip? This is Adrian.
Adrian. Adrian, that's right. Okay. How are you today, sir? Where are you from?
I'm calling from Montreal.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
Well, my question for you, Skip, is I'm currently getting ready for a bodybuilding competition in June. And my main question is, if there is one suggestion that you could give to me that would allow me to hold on to as much muscle as possible, what would that be?
Oh, that's a great question, Adrian. What I would say is that your contest is in June.
Yes.
I would say that what you need, again, I don't know what your lifestyle is. I don't know how old you are. I don't know what kind of responsibilities you have, like a job or family. Okay. Why don't you fill me in on that right now? How old are you?
I'm 35 years old. I do have a family, and I'm a personal trainer.
Okay. Well, so your business is to be fit, all right? And the reason why I ask that is because we all think we want it badly. We want to do really well in this contest coming up in June. Everyone says that, yet everybody's actual desire, what they will do to look outstanding at that time, the contest, it varies greatly. And here's the thing is, you know, I don't know if you're doing a national contest or even if it's a regional one, is that it's very arrogant for anyone to think that they're working so hard that nobody's working harder than them, or they're not doing it longer than they are. Dr. Julius Erving, the basketball great, once said, he goes, I know that somewhere out there somebody is working harder than me. Yeah. All right? Well, with that in mind, Adrian, I don't know what kind of shape you're in right now. I'm sure you're probably looking pretty good because you're a personal trainer. When on the calendar, how many weeks before you're going to be a machine and you're starting your quote-unquote contest dieting?
I actually started a diet on Wednesday, so that's given me about 23 weeks. And for the first time, I made sure to stay incredibly lean during the off season. So I think I'm ahead of the game right now. I just to make sure to have muscle by June.
Right. No, that's a good point. I mean, I can tell by your level of dedication, what you do for a living, that you're even thinking about it. You know, it's 23 weeks. You know, Adrian, I talk to bodybuilders, competitive bodybuilders, and they have no idea when they're 12 weeks out exactly how many weeks they are. So I can tell by, again, the tone of your voice, by the situation you're setting up, that you're really focused, you're really dedicated, you really want to do well. That's great, because it's easier for me to help someone like you than someone who's kind of just dabbling in it. Okay, this is what I would say right now. You want to have as much muscle as humanly possible at that time. You need to make sure at 23 weeks that you're eating as much food as humanly possible that keeps you lean. All right? So if you were to guess how many calories that you're eating right now, what would you guess? And again, people measure calories totally differently. But what would you just guess?
Good question. I was about to calculate that today. If I had to guess, I'd probably say I'm around 3,000.
Okay. And how much do you weigh right now, about?
Right now I'm at 199.
Okay. Here's the deal, Adrian. You may have listened to the show. Is that how many meals a day are you eating right now?
Monday to Friday, 8, and on the weekend, 6.
Okay. And are they really – so if this was 3 weeks before the show, are you just as structured now with that timing that you would at 3 weeks as you are as 23 weeks?
Very close.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you weren't, that's okay too. Because what I'm basically telling you is a couple things. Is that, see, when I dieted for my show, is that, it was so old school, you dieted for 12 weeks. People would get fat or out of shape. And even if they stayed lean, they would say, okay, at the 12-week point, I'm going to get ready for a show. And think about that, Adrian. You've been around training for a while. Why 12 weeks? What if someone dieted for 13 weeks? Would they be better than you? How about 14 weeks? Couldn't theoretically someone be the man, a machine, at 23 weeks? And if you were just to start, if you had that 3-week mentality here at 23 weeks, if there's a crater up in the heavens, shouldn't you beat that guy who was dieting for 12 weeks?
Most definitely.
Okay, so basically what I'm saying is the longer you're focused and dedicated, I mean really focused and dedicated with everything you need to do, with your training, with your eating, for the longest period of time, then you're going to do a lot better. And I kind of had to gauge you to see how important that was to you. Someone with a family and kids and responsibilities just doing the local show, if I said, hey, make sure you eat all 8 of your meals on time for your 23 weeks out, they would say, you're crazy. I'm not even going to think about this for another few months, okay? Those are the guys that show up and can't believe, Adrian, how ripped you are. There's no way he could do that. That guy's taking so many drugs, it's unbelievable. Dude, look, I've been doing this for 23 weeks. You've been doing it for barely 12. You got me there?
I do, yeah.
And another thing is, when they say 12 weeks, you know how it is. I mean, you got yourself into a schedule right now with your work and waking up and everything. It takes a lot of work to get those 8 meals timed perfectly, right?
It sure does.
And you didn't just say, I'm going to start that. I mean, I bet there was a good month before you actually got on this track, right?
Yeah, it took a while.
It took a while, right? So these guys who start thinking about it at 12 weeks, they don't even get into a real groove like you're probably in right now. They'd probably take them 4 weeks to even do that. So now they thought they were dieting for really 12 weeks. They didn't really even get their act together for 8 weeks, all right? So what you need to do is two things, is continue what you're doing with that longer, more discipline. You know, you have the structure. I'm not saying that you have to be all worried about it, even though, again, the more you stress out, the more excitement and pressure you put on yourself for the longest period of time, you're going to be better. You know, if you acted, I look back, Adrian, at some of my contests, and it was like January. My show wasn't until August. Right? And how mad I would get at myself if I was just 10 minutes late with a meal. The amount of stress that I put on myself. I mean, sure, it made me look amazing, but it's kind of like look back and go, Jesus, you know, boy, you were focused. Boy, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. I remember one year that I always start the first Monday in January is when I start my diet, like you, with my 8-meal structure. The weekends weren't my own anymore after January 1st. My show wasn't until August every year. And I remember that, you know, I was probably doing better than most guys at 12 weeks, and it was like the end of February or the middle of February, and I just didn't have all my time. I didn't drink all my 2 gallons of water, all these specific things that I had. And I remember it was the Arnold Classic where everybody goes and has the booth, and I was at the AST booth. I just remember I just said to myself, you know what, if I'm not at 100%, by the time I go to the Arnold, I'm not doing the show this year.
Wow.
We're talking March. March is when the Arnold Classic was, and the show wasn't until August. And I was so demanding on myself that if I wasn't at 100% with my discipline by March, I was going to pull out of the show.
Wow.
So there's always somebody out there working harder than you, and they're going to achieve better results. But you have that great mindset. I would say for you, for your specific challenge, what you're talking about, I would see if you can jack it up to 4,000 calories.
Okay?
Yeah. See if you can eat significantly more food and stay lean. Because over the course of time, what you need to do is continue to get lean eating the most amount of food. Because, you know, Adrian, you can be ripped in 4 weeks if I cut you down to 2,200 calories or 1,700 calories. But the challenge that you talked about is when there's 8 weeks left, 6 weeks left, 4 weeks left, 2 weeks, what are you going to cut down to?
Exactly.
You go all the way down to 1,700 now, what are you going to eat, like 200 calories a day? See, what you need to do, the thing is, and this is good for you and for those of you out there who are just starting off your bodybuilding, some local guy says to diet for 12 weeks and cheat, and you're still cheating on weekends or something like that, is you need to get your metabolism just racing like crazy. You need to manipulate it by eating so much food as humanly possible. If you need to do more cardio, even, and I hear this all the time, people, I hate doing cardio. Well, go ahead and hate it so that Adrian and guys like me can win the contest while you're hating cardio. You want to get your metabolism through your eating habits, through eating a lot, burning a lot of calories, burning that fuel as much at 23 weeks as humanly possible. Because what I'd like you to do is like eat 4,000 calories all the way to about 12 weeks. And then every week, cut off 200 calories a week.
Okay.
So you're still eating a lot of food at the end. That's how you preserve the muscle mass. But you can't eat a lot of food at the end if you're not eating a whole bunch, a heck of a lot of food right now. Does that make sense to you, Adrian?
100%, yeah.
And that's going to be the key right now, eating as much food as humanly possible. You know what? By the time your show is like 6 weeks away, I just want you to be sweating because your body is just a furnace. It's just an inferno. You eat a meal and it's like your human combustion because you've got your metabolism racing so fast. Now, I know a lot of people might say, wow, that's a lot. That's really extreme. Well, it sounds like Adrian is really dedicated to win this show in June. And I'm telling him what he needs to do. Now, what he chooses to do, and if you're planning on doing a show, what you choose to do, that's up to you. Just remember, there's someone out there listening to the show who's willing to do all the work that you may not be able to do. And if you're just out there trying to lose some body fat, use the same principles that I just told Adrian about eating as much food as clean food to get that metabolism up and running. And then you can cut it down from there as it gets close to when you really want to start refining. But cutting your calories down to nothing too soon, you have nowhere to go. The metabolism shuts down, the body process stops, and it's going to start eating away at the muscle. And that's specifically the question that Adrian asked. So I hope that was helpful. Adrian, I want you to call back during all this time, check in with the show, check in with your progress, and it'll be awesome. We'll help you all the way down the show, even if it's just checking in with us, all right?
I'll definitely do that. I'll let you know how it goes.
Awesome. Hey, thanks for calling in. Hey, well, that's our show. Visit my website at skipacore.com and have a great week.